This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Entertainment and electronics giant Sony of Japan has managed to make money, not lose it, for the first time in 5 years, a net profit of $948 million. BBC Tokyo correspondent Rupert Wingfield Hayes is here. Rupert, why has Sony struggled for so long?
A couple of reasons, David. One is that it's continued to try and compete in the TV market, which, you know, was its biggest thing, Sony TVs. But that has become ferociously competitive with the South Koreans, like the Samsungs, LG, now Chinese players coming along. It's just really, really difficult to make money out of making televisions. And the other thing is they just completely misjudged the rise of the smartphone and tablet market, which, of course, is dominated by Apple and by Samsung. And Sony just didn't come out with good enough products early on to compete in that market.
But now a new era, a profit of nearly $1 billion for Sony. You'd think that would be they figured out the TV problem, they're selling laptop computers, and maybe attracting people to their successful movies?
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But actually, if you look at the underlying figures of where they made money last year, primarily, they made money because they sold a couple of very big buildings, including their corporate headquarters in New York, which they sold for $1 billion. And what does Sony really make money out of these days? Selling life insurance to Japanese people.
Life insurance to retirees in Japan.
That is its biggest money earner here in Japan. It uses its very well-known and valuable brand name to sell things that have nothing to do with electronics.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Rupert, thank you.
Thank you, David.